Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all tell the people them, no?
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzee. Thank you for joining us tonight. Our lines will be open, so you can call 619-639-4733 with your comments, questions, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 619-639-4733. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or GITM, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joining us for the first time, home or house church usually have 20 people or less. Small churches are up to 100 adults, and parachurch ministries could be Bible studies, prayer groups, men or women's ministries that are not churches in and of themselves, but walk alongside the church. We're featuring one home, small, or parachurch ministry each month by interviewing them. We hope that as you hear them tell their personal testimonies, share their history, their current activities, their future vision, and preach the word of God, the Lord will confirm what he has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Y'all tell the people that, no?
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Once again, welcome to God in the Midst, GITM Radio. And this is your host, Apostle Barbara Kizzee. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Father, we bless you. We thank you. We love you. We adore you. We magnify you. Hallelujah. You are altogether lovely. You are awesome. Oh, Lord, and I just thank you right now. We all thank you, Lord, that your word says that if two or more gather together in your name, there you are in the midst. We thank you for being in the midst tonight, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We feel your presence even now, Lord God. Hallelujah, your presence just fills this place. Hallelujah, we thank you that your presence is just filling the phone line in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, all through the air in the name of Jesus. Your presence is there. Oh, we bless your name, Lord God. great and awesome, truly lovely, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you that you're moving by your Spirit already, Lord God, just letting us know that you are really here. Thank you for it, Lord God. And we take it not lightly that you keep showing up every time we get together. We thank you for that, Lord God. Holy, holy, holy. Lord God Almighty, the whole earth is filled with your glory. Blessed be your name, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you for this broadcast tonight. Lord God, we know that you are going to do something awesome. Hallelujah. We bless you for it even in advance, Lord God. We thank you that you will touch hearts and lives right now, today, and even in the future as people come back and listen to this broadcast again and again and again. Thank you for that, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that not only will this broadcast be heard, but it will be felt. Hallelujah. Deep on the inside of all of us who's listening to it. We thank you for that, Lord God. Thank you. Lives are being changed right now. Hearts are being changed and encouraged. We bless you for it, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, welcome. Welcome, welcome. I'm your host, and I'm also your speaker. Hallelujah. Amen. And the Lord just laid on my heart that now is the time to encourage pastors and ministers. And I kind of said, well, Lord, shouldn't we just kind of hold this until Clergy Appreciation Month? And he said, no. We're going to do this now. Amen. And in the month where people are thinking about love, you know, Valentine's Day and all that. And he said, people do need to be encouraged. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I'm encouraged to bring some encouragement. Amen. Amen. So we're encouraging pastors and ministers. And, you know, when the Lord called us to this ministry over 7 years ago, he charged us to edify, equip, and encourage the people of God called to small churches, home churches, and parachurch ministries. So we're going to spend this month, you know, encouraging ones. Now, if you happen to be the pastor of a large church or, you know, the bishop of many churches, I still think that this will touch you in some way. Amen. And what the Lord has said to me, you know, have you heard, I'm sure you've heard this scripture that says, comfort those with the comfort wherewith you have been comforted. You know, when the Lord has us to comfort people. Well, he brought that to me today. He said, now, encourage people with the encouragement that you have been encouraged with. Amen. Because he's encouraged me a lot over the years. Some of you may or may not know, but this is my 20th year in full-time ministry. And so I've needed a lot of encouragement during this time. And he has given me lots of encouragement during this time. I've been in ministry now for, I want to say, 28 years, officially 28 years. I was ordained on 8/2/92, hallelujah, in California. Glory to God. And so, you know, there's some things that he's shown us over the years, and we want to share that and You know, as we share, we're going to open the lines, you know, later on. You'll have an opportunity to share, you know, how God has encouraged you over the years. I really found out that, you know, one of the main things, and I'm kind of jumping ahead of myself, one of the main things is that we need to hear what God wants us to do. You know, hear what he wants us to do and then to do that. Hallelujah. I think about when Jesus did his first miracle at the wedding in Cana, and his mother told the people, you know, there were, before they filled the water jugs, you know, she said, you know, whatever he tells you to do, do it. And the thing that I've learned over these years is that sometimes when he tells you to do something, the natural mind can't get with it at first. Sometimes it takes the natural mind a little while to catch up with what he's having us to do. Now I'm going to back up and give you a few statistics here of, you know, pastors and ministers, things that, that, you know, people who do statistics have been looking at over the years. And some of the studies say that 1,500 pastors quit each month. Well, I want to give a shout out right now and say, don't quit. Hallelujah. Quick shout out there. Don't quit. No matter what, don't quit. And it's very interesting to see also when, and I'm talking in terms of the small churches, and small churches, as we say in our introduction, is 100 adults attending services each Sunday. It's interesting to note that around 60% of the churches in America have less than 100 adults attending services every Sunday. And out of that 100, out of that 60%, 21% of those have fewer than 50 people, okay, adults attending every Sunday. So sometimes people want to stop being pastors or want to stop ministering. And we're talking about churches. We're also talking about parachurch ministries. Sometimes it looks like, you know, especially now we can see it on TV, and we see, you know, where Joel Osteen is, and there's thousands of people there, you know, and we see, you know, other huge stadiums on TV and everything, and it's kind of like, wow, how'd they get all those people? You know, what happened? And so encouraging even myself over the years, because let's go a little bit of testimony. I'm just going to kind of speak out of my heart. I do have some notes that the Lord gave me earlier, but I'm going to just flow by his spirit as well. In all these years that I said, you know, I've been in full-time ministry and also, you know, being in ministry for 28 years, the churches that the Lord has placed me in over this time, very few have been large churches. I was an elder at a storefront church that was in New Jersey, and then I was at probably a church that maybe had maybe 100 adults that were coming there, and you know, I was in that church. I'm thinking about Shiloh, and then I was at a church in Plainfield, and then the church that was a kind of a large church was the one in Paterson, New Jersey. And so, but for the most part, I've been affiliated with small churches. And so I recognize when the Lord called me to this, to home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries, because I have seen God do miracles. I've seen him do great things in what seems to be a small place. But, you know, he shows up. And what encourages me so much is, you know, that scripture that says in Matthew 18:20, if two or more gather together in his name, he said, two or more gather together in my name, there am I in the midst. Now, if God is going to show up when a couple of two, three people show up together, you know, there's something about that. You know, I'm not taking anything away from the mega churches, but those of us who have been called to small churches, home churches, and parachurch ministries, you know, these are some encouraging things that we should know about. I've spoken with people who said, you know, they don't call their church small. And I do understand that, you know, because God can do great things in what looks like a small church. And so during this series of this month, we are going to spend some time talking about small church, gigantic vision. So I know how God can give a great vision to a remnant of people, and that vision come to pass. So in these years, I've seen that happen, where it didn't take a lot of people to do. I mean, it's kind of like Gideon, you know, and that's how I look at it. God pared down a whole bunch of people because they were afraid, you know, they were doing stuff, drinking the water a certain way and, you know, laughing like a dog and all of that. It's like, get these people out of here. So, you know, he'll do a lot with the little people. And the main thing is this. Are you doing what you heard the Lord say to do? Amen. That was a big question that even the enemy asked Eve. Did God say? And he jacked her up with that question. And so we have to know what God has said. You know, that he said to do this. Let's go to a scripture here. And the scripture is 1 Samuel 15:22. Amen. The first scripture is 1 Samuel 15:22. Amen. And thank you. Thank you, Minister Rachel. God bless you. Hallelujah. He just sent me a text. Okay. So 1 Samuel 15:22 says, has the Lord as great a delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obedience to the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better than the fat of rams. So the main thing we want to get out of that is that God wants us to be obedient to what he has said to do. And just, you know, by way of testimony, over these years, I had to go back over and over again to know that God said that God said to do this, that God said to do this ministry, that God said to be in the church, you know, the different churches he has sent me to over these past almost 30 years. You know, it hasn't been a lot, but, you know, being there and then the things that go on in churches, you know, is this where you want me to be right now? Yes, it is. Sit tight. You know, do what I'm telling you to do while you're there. And even as a, you know, in the role of a pastor, you know, which we are right now, pastoring with Pastor Mom and with the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we are celebrating this year 30 years. Our 30-year anniversary, everybody's invited, hallelujah. Put it on your calendar, April the 25th. That's a Saturday. And the service, and we're having a wonderful time of worship, and you know we got to eat something. And so it's going to be April the 25th at 11 a.m., going to be a luncheon, so it's probably going to be from about 11 a.m. until 2, you know, here in St. Louis. So for those of you who were ordained by the church, it would be wonderful to see you here. So anyway, even in the 30 years of the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, and Pastor Price, you can tell us later, that I don't think it has ever been 100 adults in the church at one time. But I can tell you this, that the church has had a great impact over these years, over these 30 years. You know, there are people who have been ordained and sent out where no one else would have ordained them. But the Lord, you know, shown that they needed to be ordained. So God has done great things over time. You guys are texting me. Yes, you are invited, Dr. Lorraine Nabarro. Hallelujah. So, amen. Yes, you're all invited. So over these years, and even since I've been here, I've been with the East St. Louis Christian Center Church on a Sunday-by-Sunday basis for the past 11 years. And I'll tell you, we had to go back. Mom, she's just steadfast, rooted, grounded. This is the church that God gave her to minister, to be the senior pastor, and she's been good, you know. But there were times with me, I can recall when I first got here, we were having the church in the apartment for a little while. And so I would get up in the morning and drive over to Illinois. This is in Missouri. Drive over to Illinois. It wasn't that far, but still drive there to East St. Louis and then drive to Belleville and pick up people and bring them over here and have service. And then it would be like four or five of us. And there were times where I had to talk to the Lord and say, God, you know, are we beating a dead horse here? What's going on? And not only did I say it then, but I said it in New Jersey as well. And I guess he knows me enough to know I'm going to continue to listen to him and do what he says to do. And I'll tell you, in New Jersey, it wasn't even four people. In New Jersey, he told me to begin a ministry at a senior apartment building. Well, nobody showed up. The ministers from our church that were supposed to come with me, they didn't show up. The people in the building, they didn't show up. And so the Lord said, just walk up and down the hallway near the front of the building and just pray and sing. So I did that by his spirit for at least about five years. And I think about maybe two of those years, it was just me, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Now, people, when they would come in and out of the building, I would ask them if they wanted prayer. And so there was some salvation, there was prayer, there was healing going on. So there was still ministry going on. But there was times where I would say, God, is this beating a dead horse? And he said, no, just continue and stay here. Be obedient. It's more than the what looks like a sacrifice. Just be obedient. Just be obedient. And so that's what I did. And I'm telling you what, you know, I know the word says if two or more gather together in his name, there he is in the midst. But I tell you what, one was there, and he was in the midst. And it got to the point where I loved doing that because I'd spend that time with God walking around praying and singing. And then when people started coming, it's like, oh, man, they messing up my stuff here. So I had to be okay with sharing the Lord with other people. Amen. So anyway, here in St. Louis, you know, he told me, no, you're not beating a dead horse. Continue to do that. So things changed here. And the Lord gave Pastor Mom a word through an apostle who came here, and we began to have church service in the chapel downstairs that was wide open for us to do that. And, you know, neither one of us knew that it was available like that for us to use every Sunday. And so we've been doing that for the past 7 or 8 years. And now the vision is clear. You know, why we're here, at least part of it, it's clear why we're here is because we're in a building full of seniors, and some of them cannot go to their beloved church that they've been going to for years. Or, you know, if it's raining, if it's cold, if it's snowing or something, they can come down and have service there. So, but we had to hang in there before we could see, or I should say me, because Pastor Mom probably had it already. Amen. And so now we know that we are called to this. I'm just going to say we. But we know that we're called to this, and this is very important. And whether five people show up, whether 12 people show up, whether three or four people show up, we know that we will continue on. There was a couple of Sundays ago, and it was me and Mom, and it's usually not just us. But we were going on and just worshiping the Lord, you know, not even looking at any numbers or anything. And then we looked up, and some people showed up, and they came from Wentzville, which is probably about an hour away from here. And then people came in from the building. And so it was, you know, it ended up being just really great, but whether they showed up or not, we know, you know, what God has given for us to do. And because we're in the place we're in, you know, even ministry, if people are not in the room, they're in the building. And the Lord has shown that to me years ago, that even his anointing would go out. And people would, you know, be touched. People would feel better, feel the presence of the Lord, and might not even know that it's because somebody is worshiping in the building. Hallelujah. Somebody is worshiping in the city. Amen. You know, somebody is worshiping, and things happen when we worship. And the word of God does not return unto him void or empty. Hallelujah. So So T.D. Jakes used to talk about going to the creek and preaching in front of the frogs. Well, the word of God did not return to unto him void or empty, but accomplished all that God pleased, even with the frogs listening. Amen. So some people may think, you know, why isn't their church growing? They have a small church. They have a home church, a parachurch ministry. How come it doesn't look like it's growing? Well, I just want to encourage you in how I was encouraged. And that was, number one, Jesus only had 12 guys following him on a regular basis. Yeah, I mean, he fed the 5,000 and all of that, but on a regular basis, there were 12. There were 12 regular members. Amen, amen. And that has had an impact even through these more than 2,000 years later. It's had an impact. And we have to know that whatever God is giving to us is going to have an impact. Hallelujah. And then in Exodus 28:25, this blessed me for the home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries. So now this is Moses. And so what Moses did was, you know, when his father-in-law came and said, you know, you're doing too much work, you're going to have to, you know, do it, I'm paraphrasing. And so get leaders and appoint them and all of that. And so Exodus 28:25 says, he chose capable men from all over Israel and appointed them as leaders over the people. He put them in charge of groups of 1,000, 100, 50, and 10. Well, you know, that 10 blessed me, but I know he can even bless if it's less than 10. Amen. But whoever God has put you as the leader over, pastors and ministers, amen. If it's 10 people, if it's less than 10 people, if it's your family, you know, and you're pastoring and ministering to them, do what the Lord has said for you to do. Amen. That is so extremely, extremely important. You know, when we do that. And hallelujah. Hallelujah. And of course, Matthew 25:23, you know, when the Lord he's just said, be faithful with a few things. Be faithful, you know. And Matthew 25:23 says, his Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. So being faithful with whatever the Lord has given to us is so important. You know, if it's children, you know, and you don't have the 100 adults, but you have some children, and, you know, to be faithful over them. You know, for us, it has been here at East St. Louis Christian Center Church, we had, you know, not only adults, but senior adults. We had even a lady who was 100 years old, Miss Alice, was 100. And it got to the point where she couldn't go to, you know, her church. I think she might have drove her car until she was about 96. 96 or 97. And so she would come to the service, and she'd walk in with her little walker, and she'd sit down. Miss Alice, you came by yourself? Yes. You dressed yourself this morning? Yes. Like, what? I dressed myself. What are you talking about? And she would come to the service, and she'd just be so happy that she could come to church service and be able to get herself dressed and walk to service. Hallelujah. So, and there's been so many. There have been ones over the years, and as my sister Pastor Price says, this is a time-sensitive assignment, because there have been people who have gone home to be with the Lord over the years. So we know that, you know, when they're there with us, we know our assignment is to make sure that everybody who walks in that door gets saved. Glory to God. If you walked in the door, you're fair game. We're not tipping with you. Hallelujah. We're not walking on eggshells or nothing. You walk through the door, you must mean business with God, and we're going to make sure that you get saved. And we pray, you know, for not only that they get saved, but their whole household gets saved, that their family gets saved. So we've officiated over homegoing services of people who have been there. And, you know, it's just been wonderful to know that they are born again. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it's good to know that God, you know, the assignment that God has given to you, and that helps to keep you encouraged. And it has helped me to stay encouraged over the years. And, you know, and time again, you know, just going back and reviewing what the Lord has said. You know, I'm supposed to be here. I have not been released from here. Hallelujah. And that's members, pastors, and ministers. Hallelujah. And there's a story that I heard, and it blesses me when I think about it, and it helps to encourage me. You know, speaking of how God will give you an assignment. So there's a story about the Lord giving this man an assignment, and there was this huge rock that was so much bigger than him. And the Lord told him to push the rock. And so he pushed this rock, and he spent years pushing this rock, but the rock didn't go anywhere. You know, not even like an inch. It was like it was a boulder, more of a boulder than a rock. And he just kept pushing it. And so every day he would be faithful and do it because the Lord told him to do it. And then, you know, the enemy tried to get into his mind and his ear and tell him, look at you. You've been doing this for years. The rock hasn't gone anywhere. You might as well just give up on this. Just quit. Just walk away from it because you're not doing any good. And so at first he didn't listen to that. And he kept pushing. He kept pushing this rock. I'm going to do what God said do. I'm going to keep pushing it. And then it came to the point, I'm using my words with this. Lord, am I beating a dead rock, right? It's not going anywhere. What? And so the Lord said to him, you don't know what has happened to you all this time that you've been pushing the rock. You haven't even been looking at yourself. Your back is strong. You have gotten so much strength from pushing this rock. Your legs are strong. Your arms are strong. Your back is strong. You have muscles all in your back. And you just don't realize the strength you have now. And also, I wanted you to know that I never expected you to move the rock. I'm going to move it myself. All I wanted you to do was push it. Hallelujah. So what God just wants us to do is to press on and push on and do what he has given for us to do. Don't look to the right. Don't look to the left. Don't even look at ourselves. But just know that we are in the will of God. And when we're in the perfect will of God, no matter how it looks to somebody else or even to ourselves, that's the best place to be, is in the perfect will of God. Now, I want to end with this scripture, and we're going to begin to open up the line. So if you have any comments, you have any testimonies that you want to tell, just gear yourself up for it. Hallelujah. Galatians 6:9. And I got so blessed by just looking at different versions of Galatians 6:9. The New International Version says, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." Hallelujah. There's a harvest that's just waiting to be reaped. And harvest takes time for the harvest to come. And it takes work for the harvest to come. Another version says, the New Living Translation says, so let's not get tired of doing what's good. Okay? And then it goes on to say, at just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up. Hallelujah. There was a lady in New Jersey. Oh, she's an older lady, but you can't tell. When she starts shouting, she jumps up and down. And my friend, Dr. Robin, takes her home. And she always says, because Robin won't take any money from her or anything, and she says, you better look for your blessing. God's going to bless you. You better look for your blessing. And so I wrote a song about it. Want to hear it? Here it go. And the song was, you better look, look. Look for your blessing. You have sown good seed. Now God's going to meet your needs. So you better look, look, look for your blessing. So amen. As you don't get tired, don't give up. There's blessings coming. Look up the blessing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then here's another one that's in the New American Standard Bible. It says, let us not lose heart in doing good. You see, it talks about getting weary, getting tired, and that some people lose heart in doing good. For in due time we will reap if we do not grow weary. And sometimes, in some of the translations, it switches between losing heart and getting weary and getting tired. Like, don't do it. Don't lose heart. Don't grow weary. Don't faint. King James says, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Hallelujah. So we just thank you, Lord God, for just encouraging our hearts today in the Word, in your Word, and by testimony, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Knowing that people right now, their hearts are being encouraged. The ones who were losing heart. Hallelujah. That heart has just been found, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Those who were growing weary, they're being refreshed right now, knowing and remembering that you have told them what to do. And no matter what it looks like, they're staying firm, fixed, firm, rooted, and grounded, and doing what you said to do, no matter what it looks like, knowing that there's a harvest that's coming up, knowing that the words that will come out of you, good and faithful servant, you've been faithful in a few things. I'll make you ruler over much. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, we thank you, Lord God, knowing that obedience is better than sacrifice. We thank you for the obedient ones. We thank you for the ones that have heard your voice. Thank you, Lord God. Right now, I just see a refreshing, just a refreshing coming up in your belly. Hallelujah. Those rivers of living water are being stirred up even now. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is bringing back to your remembrance those things that he told you years ago when you were fresh. Hallelujah. You were just as fresh as you could be, and he's freshening you up right now. In the name of Jesus, he's stirring up the gifts, hallelujah, on the inside of you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, giving you a Holy Ghost shower from the soles of your feet past the crown of your head, a overflow, hallelujah, of his anointing. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. And I remember a song my sister, she was saying, I don't feel no ways tired. Come too far from where you brought me from. Hallelujah. Nobody said the road would be easy. But you brought me too far to leave me now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you for that refreshing, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for the overflow. Hallelujah, we thank you for the encouragement, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that we're not the turning back kind. Hallelujah, that we're pressing on towards the mark. Hallelujah, because you said it, we'll do it. We'll continue to even push that rock in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise, God. We give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So press your number one key. We're looking for comments. Hallelujah. You have comments. You have testimonies that you want to share. Glory to God. You can press your number one key. Of course, we're going to open a line for Pastor Mom first. Amen. Thank you all who have sent me texts. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I appreciate you. I'm going to open a line for Pastor Mom. But please, press your number one key. And if you don't need encouraging, encourage someone else. If you need encouragement, let us encourage you tonight. We're going to open a line for Pastor Mom.
Hello, everybody. I was just thinking about what a pastor was saying about our praise and everything, and we kept up the kept up the all the good things saying and all the good talk, And I tell you about our minister that we had. We had a minister come in and preach once a month. And he taught us a whole lot about the Bible and all of that. But he carried it on and carried it on. And he preached one Sunday, and the next Sunday he passed. And that just hurt us, because he really helped all of my members and all to teach the word of God. And that just hurt me for that. And I just had to tell you that. And then, like, that sister, my daughter, she carried on all the good work now. And I just thank her for that. And I enjoy all what she had to say. And I hope she just keeps carrying on with everything. And I thank you and praise your holy name. So I don't have too much to say, because I could talk all night. But just give me
this.
Give God the whole praise for all of it.
Amen. Amen. And I know you were talking about Brother Yarbrough. Talk
yes.
about somebody who was faithful
uh-huh.
and to do what God told them to do.
Yes.
And you remember how he got to be with the East St. Louis Christian Center Church? I remember the story. You prayed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, his mother. I called him my day and say, Sister McCoy, we called him. We always called him a shout name. He said he'd come help you, and that's why I started him doing the first Sunday each month. And he just
Amen.
Kept going, and whatever he could do. He kept going, because I just had no idea that he would leave as quick as he did. And that's a hurt to me as well as anything. But I thank the Lord for him.
Yeah, he was faithful, and he was the Genesis man.
His wife is still faithful. Anything I ask her to do now, she's still coming and help me.
Amen. Amen. And that's the wonderful thing that, you know, that I've also learned about Pastor Mom is that she doesn't mind asking for help. Hallelujah. And for her to ask the Lord for help. And then I believe it was just after she got off her knees is when Slim, is what we call him, his mother called and said, you know, can he come over there and minister at the church? And he was there for years and years. When there were times where it was just Pastor Mom, Slim, and Savannah, you know, for years, and just, you know, kept going and kept being faithful. And the thing about Slim, or Brother Yarbrough, when he passed away, he loved Genesis. And if Dr. Lorraine, if you're still on the line, he loved Genesis. And this is what happened to him. He preached that Sunday. The night when he passed away, he read the whole book of Genesis, and then he went home to be with the Lord. And, you know, I thought that was sweet. That wasn't like a bad thing, Genesis, but he did what he loved, and the Lord let him do what he loved just before he brought him home. So, amen. God bless Pastor Mom. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Amen. Love you. Amen. She said love you too, but I had turned it off. I can hear her. Okay, let's open a line for Pastor Catherine. Now, anyone else? I see someone else has pressed their number one key. Pastor Catherine, welcome.
Well, praise God. Thank you so much for your encouraging words tonight. And just I can remember some of the things you talked about, especially if they were here. And the one that really encouraged me was about the man pushing the rock. And it's sometimes
amen.
When you start a, when you're in a ministry and it looks like that's what you're doing, you're just pushing a rock, and because you always
and nothing
you know, a lot of times, yes, a lot of times we feel like that because we want, as you say, sometimes you look at the look at TV and you see all the people that different ministers have they're surrounded by them, and you just say, well, God, maybe I'm not, maybe I'm what am I doing? But you know,
mm-hmm.
if God, if you have a God said, you have to stick with it no matter what. And I thank God.
Hallelujah.
That, and sometimes you have to grow to that, because I can remember when my husband and I first started, I was always looking at, and we've always had, I think, about at least five or six people there, but I always wanted a house full of people. And a lot of times when we would get to church, I'm looking for the people, and I'm afraid nobody would. There was times when I was afraid nobody would come. I'm always looking for the people, looking for the people. But I tell you, one day God just delivered me, and he said, stop looking at the people. You here, just praise
mm-hmm.
me. Stop looking at the people. And sometimes, you know, I get so high up in the praises a lot of times, it seems like the room is just filled with people. Look like I could just hear, and I open my eyes, and there's still just a few people there. But I'm telling you, once you get into the Lord, it just seems like the house is filled up. And so
yes.
That's how I have been encouraged encouraged down through the years to not to have fear. And then even there are times when people leave. You know, when people leave you, there are, I know my mom said she was hurt when our brother Yarbrough left. But you can also be hurt when people leave. They decide that they want to leave. Mm-hmm. And that there are people
mm-hmm.
that probably have been with you sometimes for years and years. And you've gone with them with their families and gone through situation with
mm-hmm.
them. And you've helped them through different situations. And all of a sudden they say they're going to leave. And so you're hurt, but you just have to press through, because we are, it says, we are in harm's way. And you can't be bitter. You can't become bitter because of that. You have to just continue to press your way through, and God will heal you eventually. If he gives you a God said, he will heal you. And not only when people leave physically, but sometimes people can leave from death. That's also, as my mom said, that's also hurting. It can hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you feel like, you know, you just don't want to go on, because, you know, when people leave, I remember there was a young man that had been with us ever since he was a baby. And that young man went on, and I'm going like, God, will I be able to go on with this? But he said,
yeah.
You have to continue to press on. So I just want to say thank you so much for tonight, just reminding us. And my prayer is that somebody is listening tonight or even in the future, and so they can be encouraged to just to continue to press on, even when you get tired. So I just want to say thank you. And I will always remember, and I pray that they will remember, about the man pushing the rock. Just keep pushing. God is going, he just telling us, you just do what I tell you to do, and I'm going to take care of the rest. So thank you so much, Apostle.
Amen.
May God bless
Amen.
You. I just want to say congratulations in your 28 years of ministry and 20 years of full-time ministry.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Pastor. Amen. Have a blessed night.
You too. Love you.
Love you too. Amen. Now, is this who I think it is? Dr. Lorraine Navarro? Hello?
God bless.
What a glory to God. Number one, it's a miracle you're up this late at night on the East Coast. And number two, that you got on the line. You were able to call in.
Yes. Again, persevere. Well, praise the Lord. I was worried for a little bit. I read the text and I saw don't quit. And then I saw Apostle Kizzy. And I said, oh, we have to encourage Apostle Kizzy not to quit. But I you're encouraging us not to quit.
Writing it like that, I just, you know, I don't know. But where do you put don't quit, right?
Right. But I just want to share a couple of very quick things because I think it is important. And, of course, you know I'm going to make a scriptural reference. But I wanted to say one of the things that has been an encouragement to me is you and your ministry. This series of programs, these productions are so incredibly encouraging. You know, and I could go through what all it has meant to me, but you know, it has been a powerful influence in what you have done. And I'm going to kind of circle back around. You talked about, you know, being faithful in, you know, you kind of made a reference. I don't think it was really little things, but, you know, be faithful in the small. But that same place where it talks about be faithful, is there are actually three faithfuls. And one of them is, you know, of course, be faithful in natural things, and God will make you, you know, lord over spiritual things. But the other be faithful is be faithful in another man's thing, and the Lord will bring you into your own thing. And that's one of the things that I think is powerful about what you do. You know, you really encourage people to be faithful in somebody else's thing. And when you have your eyes on what's, you know, helping somebody else, it's amazing what that does for you. And I think that sometimes, you know, like even Pastor Catherine was sharing, if you got your eyes on the people, you know, you got your eyes on what you're doing instead of just get your eyes on God and or get your eyes on helping somebody else, which is, you know, Pastor Mom's great, great gifting. She just always is looking to bless somebody else so her life is so fully blessed. And the other thing I was going to say about how this has so blessed me, your ministry in this particular way, you know, you kind of pushed me and cajoled me and poked me. But we keep them on the air. We keep doing them, you know, and how much by wanting to do these for other people, it has blessed me. And, you know, that everybody's saying that thing of, well, keeping your eye on what God's called you to do. But there are a lot of times, a lot of us aren't always sure exactly what it is God wants us to do. And I just think about Abraham, which, of course, we go back to the book of Genesis. But
Genesis, yes.
He started on his journey. He didn't even know where it was going to end, but he knew he had to just keep persevering. And sometimes I think people give up because they really think they have to know where the destination is. And I don't think you do. I think you just got to keep putting one foot in front of the other, whatever it is. And as you keep going forward, then sometimes we get to that point of, ah, you know, now it makes sense, you know, like pushing the rock. And I think of, you know, again, Joseph, Genesis, in the prison. He was just doing all this stuff that he had no idea how it would turn out, but he just kept doing what was in front of him to do. You know, in the prison, yeah. He was just doing whatever there was to do. And it took him before Pharaoh, you know. And I think that's one of the great gifts that you have, and that I think, you know, is that you encourage people to do whatever's in front of them. Just keep at it. And we don't always know where it will end up, but we do know that, you know, we will be in God's will. And so I just want to thank you for your 7 years in this particular ministry, part of your ministry, that it's an incredible encouragement to so many people. I've, you know, through the Thursdays that I could do it, I've listened to how many people you've opened up the programs to share what's on their heart, to share what's in their ministry. And that's, you know, a lot of people are not looking to give other people a platform. They're looking to bring somebody in who will open up doors for them. And, you know, that's just, it's not just a month of encouragement. I think the whole basis of what you do is encouraging. And because of it, you know, God will continue to bless all that you put your hand to, and that you may live to enjoy the fullness of all that God has for you. This is my prayer for you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. In case people don't know who Dr. Lorraine Nabarro is, she is our Bible study teacher every Monday at noon. Here on Get 'Em Radio, so she's a part of our Get 'Em Radio family. And we should have this off the top of our head. I think you've been doing Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures, for 5 years now. I believe it is 5 years.
Yes, it is. And, you reminded me the other day.
yeah. And so... It's a really wonderful Bible study. You have an opportunity. It comes on 12 noon Central Time, 1 p.m. Eastern, and just really, really good Bible study. And she loves Genesis. Hallelujah. But she goes all over the place, and really good. And I thank you too. I mean, I've learned a lot from your Bible studies, and you have been faithful in a few things. Praise God. Praise God, because I never have to run after you. You just send things to me. Now you're sending whole months of series to me. Glory to God. And all I have to do is be the techie person and put it together. So I thank God for you. Oh, and let me say this while you're here on the line. What we're doing here with Lunch with Lorraine, because most people don't get to talk to her, you know, because her broadcast just, you know, it just runs. We don't open up the lines or anything. And what we want to do is... listener appreciation. And so we want to give you an opportunity to give a topic that she can speak on in March. So we're giving people until, I would say, you probably need about a week to study that, don't you? Are you still here?
I'm here. I'm laughing. Yes.
Yeah. So we'll give people until like the 21st of February to get us give us a topic. Those of you who have my number, you can go ahead and text me a topic that you want to hear her speak about.
Or you know, if they've got questions, You know,
okay.
Maybe there's a particular scripture that they'd like us to delve into. And if anybody has them early, send them earlier, and you know we'll. But yeah, at least I've been reformed. I've been doing them a month at a time now. So yes.
Yeah, that's been pretty cool. So yeah, so if you have anything, you can come on our Facebook page. And you can put it on there too, and that's God in the Mist, you know, Facebook God in the Mist. But let us know whatever topic you have, and we're gonna put it in Dr. Lorraine Navarro's capable hands. She's gonna take it to the Lord and get a Bible study on it. Amen. So thank you, and I know it's late for you. You need to go to bed, young lady. So,
well, I couldn't
right.
miss.
You
I'm in bed,
night.
But I'm still listening.
Okay. Amen. It's good to hear from you tonight. God bless you.
I have been thoroughly blessed this evening.
Amen. All right. I'm going to close your line now. Hallelujah. Okay, so I have I'm getting text in here. Any other comments tonight? Press your number one key. And let me look at my text to see what I'm getting here. Okay. Oh, you want to do a topic called No Matter What? Okay. So we have something now. No Matter What is the topic. You hear that, Dr. Lorraine, or did you go? Oh, yeah, you're still here.
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am, I heard that.
Dr. Lorraine, you got your first topic, No Matter
okay.
What.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Wait, this is what she said first. No matter what, having total confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the topic. Okay. No matter what, having total confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ. No matter what.
Forward that to me in a text, ma'am, please.
Yes, I will. Okay. All right. Good night. Dr. Lorraine. Okay.
Good night.
Thanks for coming on.
God bless. Thank you again.
Okay. Amen. You're welcome. Okay. Anyone else here? Press your number one key. If you came on the line late today and, you didn't catch everything, I see someone just came on recently. What we did today was we're doing encouraging pastors and ministers, and we'll be doing that this month. So we began today with encouraging, and I'm going to be going through probably testimonies and things that I've gone through over these years. But because it to me it brings it home because I've been encouraged over these 20 years being in full-time ministry, and then 28 years since I've formally been in ministry. And the Lord has encouraged me along the way to do things that, to do what he said to do. You know, I've heard him say to do it, whether we hear him loud or whether we just hear him very softly, but just doing what he says to do and being where he says to be. And you know, and when you're in places like that, you have to encourage yourself in the Lord. So I was saying to people, if you've been encouraged by the Lord, you can share that encouragement with others. You know, we have people on the line right now, but what you say will be kept. And somebody 10 years from now, you know, who may not even be in ministry right now on February the 6th, 2020, somebody could listen to this and be encouraged. That's what I really feel like this message is today. For those in the future to be encouraged, to continue to do what God has given them to do, and not to be weary in their well-doing. I'm going to share something else with you. We have some more time, but I'm not going to stay on real long tonight if someone doesn't press their number one key. But I met this man. This is back in New Jersey, and it's been quite a while back. I went to someone's wake, and I don't think I knew them, but I was supporting one of my friends just going there and sitting there, because a lot of times the ministry that the Lord would have me to do at a wake or a visitation or at a funeral service or even going to people's homes is the ministry that he would have me to do is just to sit there and just to hold my peace and let his peace just go into the atmosphere, even though, you know, I didn't know the people. And so there were times that people would just ask me to just come and just sit and just be there. And so there was this guy who just stood out to me. And so I looked at him. I was kind of drawn to him. He was an older gentleman, him and his wife. And he got up and he said a few words. And they usually don't say words at a wake, but he did. And I was just very taken by him. I mean, because the Holy Ghost was moving through this guy. He was an elderly Caucasian guy. And so I made my way around the room after he finished speaking and went and sat by him and his wife and ended up in a conversation with him. Come to find out, this guy's a pastor. And he came from Russia. And so what he did for over 20 years is he had a radio broadcast. And he would send, now this is the old-fashioned radio broadcast, not internet radio, but he would send a broadcast into Russia. Now this is communist Russia at the time. This was a time when the Iron Curtain was up. And so he would do these broadcasts 20 years, okay, every day. For 20 years, he would preach and send this broadcast into Russia. In all those 20 years, he didn't know if anybody could hear him. This is like that pushing the rock thing. He didn't know if anybody could hear him. He didn't know if it was intercepted and cast down that nobody could hear him. But he kept on preaching the gospel, sending it into Russia. And then, the enemy tried to get to him and say, you know, you're wasting your time. You're wasting your money, you know, doing all this. But he kept doing it. And what the Lord kept saying to him all these years, this is a word that he stood on. The word of God does not return unto him void or empty. It will accomplish all that he pleases in the place whereto he sent it. And that was his word 20 years, not a amen, not a pat on the back, nothing. 20 years straight. So then finally he was able to go to Russia. And he was going to speak at this Orthodox church. And even then they had, you know, everything was very governmental regulated, regulated by the government because of a communist country. And so he was able to go in. And when he went to this church to speak, it was like everybody knew him because his transmission ended up in Russia. And when he said on the radio broadcast that he was going to be at this church, all these people showed up. They had to take all of the pews out of the church, let the people stand side by side in the church. And then there were so many people outside the church as well. And so the word of God did come in. And they were not able to lead people to Christ unless they came and said, I want to be saved. And so they who come in and say they wanted to be saved, so he could, you know, they could be led to Christ. It was just awesome, you know, what he told me. This has been many years ago. I've moved many places, but he wrote a book, and I cannot remember his name, but his wife's name was Barbara. But that, I always think of that, and that encourages me so much that no matter what, the word of God does not return unto him void or empty. And then, you know, there were those times where I was at that senior apartment building in New Jersey and just walking around and just preaching and praying and singing. And I know the word of God was going all through that building. Well, you know, before we left, before the ministry ended there, there were people who used to come down. I guess this is like the rest of the story. There were people who would come, and those who didn't hear in the beginning, I would go into a ministry in New Jersey at a senior apartment building. People were supposed to come. Ministers were supposed to come from my church. They didn't come. And then the people in the building wouldn't come. And so I spent about maybe 2 or 3 years walking the hall and praying, walking the hall, praying, and ministering to anybody who wanted me to pray for them as they walked past me. And before we left, there were people who would come from the church. Ministers would come from the church, people would come from the building, and we had a beautiful room to minister to them in. And there was a lady. Now, a lot happened there, but this was just awesome. There was a woman from Jamaica, and she had a relative in Jamaica who had been diagnosed with stage 4 cancer and was really on their deathbed. We got together and we prayed. And you know when God is doing something, you know, I believe that, you know, what he was doing was, you know, you've been faithful in here. You've been faithful in a few things. I'm just going to just move through you even now. And hallelujah. And so the Lord, he healed this guy in Jamaica. It was like, you know, when they came to Jesus and said, you know, you know, pray for my child so that they could, my servant, so that they could be healed. And they found out at just that right time, just the time that Jesus said, pray for them to be healed, they got healed. That's this kind of thing that happened. So we know that when we prayed and the word of God went out, then that person in Jamaica got healed from stage 4 cancer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And just think about it. What if I had given up, you know, in those 2 years where nobody showed up, nobody seemed to show up, you know, and just continue to do what God said to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we don't know all that God is doing, but just like the song says, Lord, whatever you're doing, don't do it without me. Hallelujah. Let that be in your heart. God, whatever you're doing, even if I don't understand what you're doing, even though it may not look like I know what you're doing or don't look like anything's going on, but whatever you're doing, God, don't do it without me. Hallelujah. I want to be in the midst like you're in the midst. I want to be in the midst to do what you're doing. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And I just want to encourage someone who just sent me a text, or I see your text, Pastor Lorraine. Amen. Yes, I do remember you coming to, I can't even think of the name of the Griffin House, I think it was called. It's where we went before. Hallelujah. Amen. And amen. And I got another text here, and I just say, for someone who just said that they just totally messed up and have repented, and Lord God, we just lift them up to you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, you specialize in messes. Hallelujah. When you died on the cross, every mess that we could ever mess up was on the cross with you. Hallelujah. You paid for every mess, past, present, and future, for the mess, Lord God. And so we just bless you and we thank you, Lord God, for just touching the heart, hallelujah, of this one that just knows that she messed up and has repented. We give you praise for that, Lord God, for meeting her at the very point of her need. And we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Well, you guys are not talking much on the phone, but you are sending lots of texts. So here's someone who's having surgery tomorrow afternoon. She says she's fine. Hallelujah. So, Lord God, we just thank you and we praise you, Lord God, and we just lift up my sister Alyssa to you right now in Jesus' name. We thank you for just touching her, Lord God, even now before she goes into surgery. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for bringing the healing, the health, and the wholeness right now. You said you sent your word and they were healed. We're sending your word right now, even to her, for complete healing, health, and wholeness. And Lord, we know enough to know that, you know, you can heal through people in the name of Jesus. So we ask you to touch the doctors, touch the technicians, everyone who is going to be dealing with her or having anything to do with Alyssa at all, that it won't be them that's doing the surgery. It won't be them that's doing the anesthesia, but it will be you, Lord God. And we thank you, Father God, right now that she is every whit healed and whole in the name of Jesus. We bless you for it, Lord God, and we honor you. In Jesus' name, amen. And then we have a message for Reverend Treva's God sister, Stacy, who's having knee surgery tomorrow morning. Lord God, we lift up Sister Stacy to you right now. Tracy. Sister Tracy, to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God, that just even as we prayed before, Lord God, hallelujah, we lift up her knees to you in the name of Jesus. And we thank you that you just heal them even now, Lord, before she goes into surgery, that she will be healed. But, Lord God, we still trust you if you want to heal through the surgeons, Lord God, that you move through the surgeons, through the technicians, everyone who is involved, Lord God, that they won't move out of their book knowledge, but out of your Holy Spirit, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for complete and total healing, health, and wholeness in Jesus' mighty and holy name. We bless you, Lord God, for a quick turnaround. Hallelujah. If they have to go in, we thank you, Lord God, that the healing, the recovery will take place immediately in the name of Jesus. And we bless you for that, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord God, even for Sister Janie. Thank you for those kind words in the name of Jesus. Amen. You're welcome, Reverend Treva. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, anyone else want to press your number one key? I'm trying to read these texts. I think I had like about 19 of them that just came. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So we give you an opportunity to press your number one key, or we're going to go ahead and close out. We will be back next week encouraging pastors and ministers, encouraging your heart. Next week, I believe, unless the Lord says something different, that we're going to talk about resting. There's things that we want to talk about the church, but first we want to talk about the person, the pastor, the minister, rather than the function. So we want to minister to your heart first. And over these years, the Lord has taught me how to rest in the Spirit. And that's something that I think is kind of, we need it. We need to rest more. And we need to know how to rest. And we need to know how to rest on the go. Hallelujah. Because, you know, we're doing a lot of things now, and many times people's minds are racing, and so the Lord has shown me some things about resting, and I want to, you know, by His Spirit, encourage you to rest, and just share with you how the Lord has me to rest. And He's having me to rest more and more. I'll talk about that next week. But, you know how sometimes I just want to sit in front of the TV. That's not rest. And He's letting me know that more and more. I just want to watch something mindless and just rest. Mm-mm. He has so much more for us. And I'm not saying that in a bad way, but He does have so much more for us. And he's ministering to me about that now, because there's so much going on, you know, even in my life right now, that I need to spend more time in His presence. And I know that I'm not alone. Hallelujah. So, glory to God. If no one else presses their number one key, we're going to go ahead and close out in prayer. So if you know somebody who needs to rest, for real, have them call in next week. You want to learn some things about resting in the Lord, then please come next week. I'll just say this, that you know, people talk about soaking prayer. I don't know if you've heard about that, you've experienced that, but before they were talking about soaking, the Lord had begun to talk to me about entering into his presence. Hallelujah. So it's going to be fun, and we'll learn some things together next week. Praise God. So look forward to you coming back again next week. You can listen to this broadcast in its entirety. You just simply Google Gitim Radio, GITM Radio, and you can put encourage or encouraging, and you should come up with this broadcast. Or you can go to our Facebook page. We are Facebook, God in the Midst, and Midst is MIDST. And look us up there, and you can click on, it says Encouraging Pastors and Ministers, and listen to this broadcast. Also, we talked about on Monday, every Monday at 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, we have a Bible study, Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures, and she is a teacher. Hallelujah. And not only does she teach the word of God, but as she goes along, she teaches us how to dig into the word of God. Glory, hallelujah. Now, next Wednesday, please mark your calendar on this one. Next Wednesday is February the 12th, and we have Prophetic Healing with Elder Philip Hawkey. That airs once a month, and that's the second Wednesday of the month, which is February the 12th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. This is a special broadcast on the 12th of February where we're going to have the St. Louis International Healing Ministry live together. So we'll all be together in one space on that day, which is going to is. Whenever we get together, lots of miracles happen. Amen. So, I mean, just a regular broadcast, miracles, healings happen. But when we get together, we typically see more. So if you have an opportunity, please call in Wednesday, February the 12th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're just going to close out with a word of prayer now. And Lord, we bless you. We thank you for all that you've done tonight, seen and unseen. We thank you, Lord God, for encouraging the hearts of people. Those who heard this broadcast tonight, those who will listen to this broadcast in the future, that your hearts will be encouraged by the true and living God. Lord, we thank you for doing that in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Blow your breath upon them right now in the name of Jesus. Refresh, Lord God. Renew, Lord God. Revive. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I can just see the Lord touching people right now, and it's just a breeze that's going around them in the name of Jesus. It's just the breath of God just blowing in your face like a really wonderful breeze. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord God, for touching right now. There it is. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. in the name of Jesus, just your wonderful presence around each and every person right now, renewing, reviving, restoring in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Yeah, there's that internal shower from the soles of your feet past the crown of your head, just the overflow anointing. Thank you for doing that, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for just touching the senses even now, sanctifying the senses in the name of Jesus, where, hallelujah, where our senses interact with this world, sanctified senses interact in the spirit. We thank you, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for doing that even now. In the name of Jesus, we bless you, Lord. There's that breeze. Hallelujah. There's the breeze. He's just blowing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It's like a breeze. It's like a wind that you don't know where it came from, but it's from the Lord. Hallelujah. Right in your face. Thank you for doing it, Lord. Oh, we give you praise for it, Lord. We give you glory. Hallelujah. He said, this is just a foretaste of next week. Glory. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Lord. We give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a blessed night.
Y'all tell the people them, don't.